Thank you. Ireland aligns with the EU statement, and we thank the Deputy High Commissioner for her update. Ireland reiterates its condemnation of Russia's illegal and unjustifiable military aggression against Ukraine. We condemn Russia's deliberate targeting of civilians and civilian infrastructure. We are horrified that the number of civilian casualties in Ukraine continues to increase, and we condemn Russia's killing of emergency workers, medical personnel, and humanitarian workers through drone attacks and double-tap strikes. The Office's most recent report makes clear that Russia's attacks are also designed to disrupt critical infrastructure such as electricity, water, heating, and transport across Ukraine, at a time of critical need as the country withstands its third winter of Russia's brutal further invasion. We are gravely concerned by the executions of at least 62 Ukrainian service persons captured by Russian forces, as documented by the Office. We condemn the torture and ill-treatment, including sexual violence, inflicted on all those held in captivity. We call on Russia to immediately release all illegally detained civilians, including children, who are being held in the temporarily occupied regions and in Russia. Ireland joins others in calling on Russia to immediately end this war and to withdraw its forces from within the internationally recognized borders of Ukraine. Deputy High Commissioner, as Russia continues to deny OHCHR access for independent monitoring, how can we continue to support those in the occupied territories who bravely document human rights violations? Thank you.
Thank you.